Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Steve, there's a new affiliate alert. Please welcome WYET-FM in South Bend, Indiana. It's the new mix 102.3, 102.3.
South Bend, Indiana.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. South Bend, Indiana. That's right.
I thought y'all said Yeti, Indiana.
That's the name of
W-Y-E-T.
W-Y-E-T-F-M.
Oh, it says South Bend.
Yeah.
Oh, that changes things.
You took the wrong highway?
Oh, it wasn't really that. I done knew it was, see, South Bend.
How do
see,
we get
now you
now?
Up there by, see, you in that little triangle area with Benton Harbor and Gary, Indiana. See, some now we getting in that little slide right there. I'm going back to Indiana. Indiana, here I come. That was Jackson 5 from. They still got that house up there.
Yeah. All right, well, we got to welcome
Jackson
him.
Street.
Yeah, the new mix, 102.3, Michiana's home for R&B and old school. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the Steve Harvey family.
Welcome.
All right. Time now for the strawberry letter for today. If you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, he doesn't do it right. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband behaves like a child when I ask him to do things around the house. He gets home from work and takes his clothes off and leaves them in the floor, then walks around in his boxers till bedtime. If I ask him to pick up his clothes off the floor, he kicks them into his side of the closet and into his side of the closet, and he'll put them on top of the washing machine. He bypasses the hamper to take them all the way to the laundry room by our front door. Same with picking up behind himself in the kitchen. The few times that he helped me out with the dishes, he washed everything and put it in the dishwasher with the dirty dishes that were in there. When I ask him to do it, he doesn't do it right on purpose. Same thing with sex. If I initiate sex and he doesn't want to do it, he won't do it the way he knows I like it. He does it his way, so he won't have to stop watching TV, and it's a turnoff for me. I have switched the TV off on him, and he stopped, turned it back on, and laid down in the bed to finish watching his show. If I did that to him when he wants sex, he'd start a shouting match with me. He and I have had talks about him doing things without me asking him to do them, but he won't take the initiative. He said when I ask him or tell him to do it, it makes him mad. So he does it his way, so I'll shut up. It causes me to do things to myself, and I'm tired of doing all the heavy lifting when I have a spouse that does whatever he wants to do. Why is it such a big problem for him to do things right the first time? Why doesn't it bother him when I ask him to help out around here? Why is he so resistant to me initiating sex? What's wrong with him? Well, I think you said it in the letter. Clearly, he behaves like a child. He's selfish and immature. He doesn't understand or care about the rewards he would get if he put you first and tried to keep you happy. You heard the saying, happy wife, happy life. A mature man gets that. A smart man knows that. He acts like he doesn't even like you. I mean, he would be so crazy as to turn the TV back on during sex after you turned it off during sex. And then he gets mad when you ask him to initiate it sometimes. Such a baby, such a little boy. I'm surprised that you still want to be with him at all, the way he treats you. Why won't he help you, you ask? Because you've let him get away with what he's been doing for so long. He has no incentive to do better. I mean, you got to stop letting him treat you like this. You've got to change it up or you guys won't make it very long. This doesn't look good. Steve?
I'm just going to tell you right now, top of this letter, y'all ain't going to make it. Y'all ain't going to make it. I've seen this before. This is divorce proceedings as we read. These are what's called divorce proceedings, meaning this is the type of behavior that precedes a divorce. You all are not together. You ain't trying to be together. There is no compromise here. Everybody in this relationship is unhappy. Dear Steve and Shirley, my husband behaves like a child when I ask him to do things around the house. Now, listen to me. Some of this stuff you're wrong about, lady. Some of this stuff. But I can show you how to correct it. But I know y'all ain't gonna like this, but I'm just gonna tell you. Now watch this right here. He gets home from work and he takes his clothes off and he leaves them on the floor. Then he walks around the house in his boxers to bedtime. That's not childish. That's just a man doing what he want to do. Okay? He just doing what he want to do. He done been in the work clothes all day. He probably don't like his uniform or his job and come home be free. And walk around these boxers on. Now, here's the danger of this letter. You have never said how long y'all been married. I could help you better if I knew that. But ain't nothing wrong with what he just did. If I ask him to pick up his clothes off the floor, he kicks them into his side of the closet or he'll put them on top of the washing machine. He bypasses the hamper to take them all the way to the laundry room by our front door. Lady, ain't that where they gonna end up? If he put them in the hamper, ain't the hamper gonna eventually go to the laundry room? So what you tripping for right there? But I'm gonna tell you what it is about him. And I was going to wait till we come back, but I'm going to give you all a teaser. This is in radio called TSL or TS.
Time spent listening.
Yeah, time spent listening.
Mm-hmm. Hang on, Steve.
This is because you are nagging him. And I will tell you what nagging is when we come back. And I don't care if you don't like it, Shirley.
And you know I don't, Steve.
Carla.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, he doesn't do it right. We'll get back into it right after this. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths
you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, some joyous, some challenging. From car repairs to unexpected vet bills to everyday expenses, Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage life's everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you along the way. Enjoy 3% cashback rewards on your gas, groceries, and utilities, and 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? Breathe easy. With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And guess what? You can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Just head to Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify now. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card is your key to a world of convenience and is accepted at all your favorite stores where you can use MasterCard. Life isn't always smooth, but with Aspire, you'll never walk alone. Aspire is your faithful companion. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify for the Aspire Cashback Rewards Card today. Build, grow, Aspire. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, he doesn't do it right.
Here's a couple that's in, these are called divorce proceedings. And in this letter, it means these are the things that precede a divorce. This is what happens that leads to divorce. This couple right here, she says he doesn't do it right. Now, let's go quickly. My husband behaves like a child. When I ask him to do things around the house, he gets home from work, he takes his clothes off, and he leaves them in the floor. Then he walks around in his boxers to bedtime. Like I said earlier, there's nothing childish about that. He don't like his work uniform. He just want to walk around in his drawers. I got that. If I ask him to pick up his clothes off the floor, he kicks them into his side of the closet, or he'll put them on top of the washing machine. He bypasses the hamper to take them all the way to the laundry room by our front door. What's wrong with that? You tell the man to pick it up, he kick them to the closet. I don't want them kicked in the closet. He picks them up, takes them all the way to the laundry room, put them on top of the washing machine. Now, guess what you mad at? Because he done bypassed the hamper. Well, ain't that where the hamper going? Eventually. That hamper always finds his way to the laundry room. But you know why he not doing it the way you want him to do it and how you want him to do it? Because he, in his mind, you are nagging him. And that's exactly what you're doing. And I will tell you why it's called nagging. Nagging is your timing and your tone. That is what's called nagging, ladies. It's your timing and your tone. He your husband. He ain't your baby. So if you see your man, you know your man take his clothes off every day when he come home from work. You know he like walking around in his drawer. That's what he like to do. Pick your clothes up off the floor. He kick them in the closet. Don't kick your clothes in that closet. He pick them up and take them to the washing machine. What you want? Damn, just let the man kick his clothes off and take them to the washing machine. What difference do it make? But it ain't what you want. Now, that's where you're wrong. The rest of it is on him, though. Same with picking up behind himself in the kitchen. The few times that he helped me out with the dishes, he washed everything. That was good. And then put it in the dishwasher with the dirty dishes that were in there. Okay, he's stupid.
Okay.
Lady, I'm going to tell you where you're wrong, but he is stupid. He washed everything and put it in the dishwasher with the dirty dishes that were in there. When I ask him to do it, he doesn't do it right on purpose. Because I'm telling you, ma'am, it's the timing and the tone that you are using with this man. And this is his way of rebelling. I promise you, we are simple. This is his way of rebelling. Same thing with sex. If I initiate sex and he don't want to do it, he won't do it the way he know I like it. Well, let's get to women too. Because when y'all give us sex and y'all don't really want to, it ain't the same. We just don't care.
It's attitude.
At all.
Yeah, we just don't care. See, that's different. See, you ask us for sex and we don't want to have it, and then you come in here and get it. Yeah, I ain't going to do it the way you want to. I told you I ain't want to now. See, now you got attitude. We, on the other hand, if you just give it to us, you ain't got to want to. You ain't got to feel like it. If you just give it to us, we don't care. I knew it wasn't your best, but your best is pretty good, though. Yeah. You know, even if it ain't up to quality, it's still good, though. It's like pizza. It's good in that box in the morning. Yes, Lord.
Okay.
Same thing with sex. If I initiate the sex, he won't do it the way he know I like it. He does it his way, so he won't have to stop watching TV, and it's a turn off to me. I have switched the TV off on him, and he stopped, turned it back on, and laid down in the bed to finish watching his show. See, I told you not now, baby. Hold up, I'm watching something. You make the man have sex, he gonna watch TV while y'all having sex. That's trifling.
What?
You reach over and turn the TV off. He stopped, turned TV back on. Now he lay there. Now you had your little sex. Let me go on back to watching this show. Y'all not going to make it. Y'all ain't going to make it. Because once again, he's stupid. If I did that to him when he wants sex, he started shouting match with me. He's stupid again. How you going to holler at the person you trying to have sex with? How you think that's going to work out for you? Hey, baby, let's go and get into something. I don't want to now. The hell you mean you don't want to?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, bro, if you want to make sure you don't have sex, mess with a woman's mood. Because they have to be in the mood. They not like us. We just have to be in the room. They have to be in the mood. Yeah. See, there's a big difference. It's two double O's in each word. But we had to just be in the room. They had to be in the mood. He said, when I ask him to tell him to do it, it makes him mad. You know why it makes him mad? Because he feels like you're nagging him. It's your tone and your timing, lady. He tired of you nagging him, and he don't like you no more. End of letter.
Definitely. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Now, coming up at 46 minutes after the hour, you guys can be married but don't live together in the same house. We'll talk about a couple who does just that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season three of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.